Life is precious to us all. That's why our mission is so important. And because of our combined efforts, someone gets better every 30 seconds, around the world and in our own communities. Monogastrics are limited in their ability to break down phytate and therefore cannot utilize the phosphorus for growth. Phytate is composed of six phosphate groups, joined by an inositol ring. Phytate binds to key minerals, rendering them unavailable for digestion, such as calcium and zinc. Nobody really likes having a medical examination, not even people who work for a medical company such as Johnson & Johnson. Just keep in mind that if your job involves health risks, then you are obliged by law to have a regular medical checkup, and for good reason. Although Emma has a G-tube on her tummy, she always takes part in every meal, both at home and at school. She eats whatever food she can manage, as well as being fed through the G-tube. Gently insert the 22-gauge needle perpendicular to the surface of the pump through the centre of the template and into the centre of the reservoir fill port until the needle touches the bottom of the reservoir fill port. During proper needle insertion, you should feel the needle pass through the patient's skin and subcutaneous tissue. CareWatch are always striving to provide the best care. So here at Samsung, we thought we would use our expertise to help them deliver on this promise. Samsung phones equipped with custom software were distributed to each carer, allowing them to manage appointments and itineraries, access patient information, and log their visits automatically. Exposure to high concentrations of capsaicin produces a prolonged and reversible defunctionalization of nociceptive sensory axons, which is thought to underlie the pain-relieving effect of Qtenza. Paloma is panicking. She is finding it difficult to explain that she cannot have certain pain medication. Fortunately, the triage nurse can ask for Paloma's patient summary in Spain. Amyloid beta protein has a normal role in brain function. Its levels can be measured in the cerebrospinal fluid. In addition, we can visualize amyloid plaques with a positron emission tomography, PET, brain scan.